How fortunate we are in these modern times to have so many powerful intercessors, bright exemplars, and heavenly friends of the saints of God. The harvest of the holiness from many centuries has been gathered into the boundaries of heaven. There await us our brothers and sisters who have won the crown of justice and who see the face of God. With great confidence, we ask for their intercession. They know our sorrows, they have experienced our fears, and they love us dearly. Their power with God is immense, so let us speak out to them the needs and desires of our heart. The role of the saints in the service of mankind is twofold. First, the saints plead for their fellow man before the throne of God, and secondarily, they are examples for all mankind, inside and outside the church. The benefits which Catholics derive from the study of the lives of the saints are numerous because they are not only the sources of knowledge and wisdom, but also mentors of virtue and fountains of progress and perfection. We are unconsciously moved to imitate them, drawn closer to men, women, and children truly great and good. By admiring their actions, we learn to follow their examples. The saints still live in their deeds and in the edification which they have been given in the one true Church of Jesus Christ. Their light still shines before us from the earliest of ages. Their examples have been the inspiration, joy, hope, and consolation for all Christians to follow. We will find in the lives of the saints numerous motives to console ourselves in adversity, to support and strengthen ourselves in temptation, and rebuke transgressions. Each saint is an imitation, in some degree, of all the virtues and perfections of the God-man, Jesus Christ. Let us keep the saints alive in our hearts, in our minds, in our actions, and most of all in our prayers. Remember to pray for the poor souls that are in purgatory today, for with masses offered and prayers said, they will be the saints of tomorrow.